Strange Adventure.
Ben Watkins, the plantation manager, and his new assistant sat before their campfire in the heart of the Great Teak Forest. Lee Williams, the assistant, was new to Siam, and the noises that filled the jungle night brought him an unforgettable thrill. A cough and a low voice announced the arrival of a visitor.
Sahib Watkins, I need money. My friends buy drinks and play games for money, but my pay is gone. Please, Sahib, a little from my next pay?
Watkins' face flushed with sudden anger.
Long Chow, you know the rules of this company. We can't advance payments on your wages. Get back to your quarters.
The native scuttled away into the darkness, his face contorted with anger. Williams heard him mutter a single word as he moved away. Pusuk. He wondered what it meant and questioned the plantation manager.
Ben, water, who is this Pusuk?
Oh, Pusuk is one of our elephants. Half wild beast the natives call the savage one. Long Chow's the only mahout in the camp that can handle him. He's killed 3 men in the last year.
Well, why do we keep such a dangerous brute? The men are risking their lives working with him.
Well, there's no room for sentimentality in the forest, my boy. You have to see him work to appreciate him.
The next day, Williams was looking over his gun when a ragged timber cutter crashed into camp with tragic news. Watkins, the manager, had been killed by the savage elephant. He loaded his gun and charged down the jungle trail at the heels of the excited natives. Not far from camp, he came upon the terribly mutilated body of Watkins. Pusuk, the savage one, had done his murderous job well. Suddenly, he came upon the man-killer. The elephant saw him, shook his head in rage, and moved forward. Williams raised the heavy gun to his shoulder, hoping he would be able to hit the blood-maddened brute in a vital spot. The mad elephant walked slowly, then stopped, and Williams saw that he was tugging at something that held him. With surprise and relief, he realized why the beast had not charged. His hind feet were securely chained to a large tree. One of the natives called and pointed off to the right. Williams could barely make out the form of a man sitting propped against a tree. It was Lang Sha. As he approached, the man remained motionless, and his face wore an expression of intense surprise. He was dead. From one of the natives that had worked with Lang Sha, Williams heard a strange story. Lang Sha, vowing vengeance upon Watkins, had loosened the elephant directly in the path of the plantation manager. So sudden had the beast charged that Watkins had no chance to escape. Then Lang Sha led Pusuk away from the scene and chained him up. Just as the mahout was almost out of reach of the elephant, the savage one had turned on his trainer. He had lashed out with his trunk, hurling the native to the ground. Lang Sha had managed to crawl out of the reach of the man-killer, but not out of reach of death, for the blow had injured him mortally. Lang Sha's vengeance had backfired, and his instrument of murder had caused his own death.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.